The Art of Money Getting, the Original Manuscript, written by P.T. Barnum, narrated by Cyril Taylor Carr and The Cliff.
Peach and Love Records.
The timeless literary masterpieces we offer you must be well acted, voiced, and narrated. Created with the hope of engendering a powerful, positive, inspirational response. You know there remains a special place in the hearts of all for these beautifully crafted, timeless combinations of inspirational words and emotion. We know as the classics. Tales so beautifully wrought, they conjure up deep feelings of reverence and inspiration for the listener. This, too, is a classic. A thundering calliope of raindropped words pounding against our consciousness, compelling us to be new and better people. That can only be achieved by a classic. A bubbling up of untamed desire and raw feeling from the depths of our being. That, too, must be the function of classic literature. To reshape the heart, mind, and spirit of all, moving us on to greater heights of understanding, is also well within the power of the classics. Here we first imagine, then create, and finally pass on the very best of the literary realm from both then and now. This is our only mandate. So we welcome you, one and all, young and old, schooled and enterprising, to the wonderful world of literature's greatest triumphs and word portraits from the ever-changing, always engaging human spirit. This is classic literature.
Section 1 of The Art of Money Getting. In the United States, where we have more land than people, it is not at all difficult for persons in good health to make money. In this comparatively new field, there are so many avenues of success open, so many vocations which are not crowded, that any person of either sex who is willing, at least for the time being, to engage in any respectable occupation that offers, may find lucrative employment. Those who really desire to attain an independence have only to set their minds upon it and adopt the proper means, as they do in regard to any other object which they wish to accomplish, and the thing is easily done. But however easy it may be found to make money, I have no doubt many of my hearers will agree it is the most difficult thing in the world to keep it. The road to wealth is, as Dr. Franklin truly says, as plain as the road to the mill. It consists simply in expending less than we earn. That seems to be a very simple problem. Mr. Micawber, one of those happy creations of the genial Dickens, puts the case in a strong light when he says that to have annual income of £20 per annum and spend £20 and sixpence is to be the most miserable of men, whereas to have an income of only £20 and spend but £19 and sixpence is to be the happiest of mortals. Many of my readers may say, "We understand this. This is economy, and we know economy is wealth. We know we can't eat our cake and keep it also." Yet I beg to say that perhaps more cases of failure arise from mistakes on this point than almost any other. The fact is, many people think they understand economy when they
Sample complete. Ready to continue?